What's happened to our people? Why did they stop coming? That's a lot.
Maybe they're voting. Man.
Huh?
Maybe they're voting.
They what?
Maybe they're voting.
Yeah, but then.
How many guys?
Trouble is like.
Get
an idea that maybe they don't agree with what I'm saying in Shia, but. So.
I apologize personally, but I'm working at the same time, so it's difficult.
Me too. Anyway, I had a call from Brunstein yesterday, that I have not been submitting attendance. Are you really supposed to be in formal attendance? Otherwise, you can't take the Bechina, whatever that means. Or otherwise, but you have to take the Bechina or something. Anyway, so we have to start taking attendance. So if you
just pass this around and initial next to your name.
Did I give you what I photocopied? Kesem and Nimsa on Nylon Neo from the Eagles.
Yes.
Yeah? For your last time?
Nun Gimel.
Nun Gimel, right. Okay, that's the problem. Anyone didn't get it?
Yes, I'm actually.
That's your one?
Yeah.
Just
one page.
Thank you. Okay, in a difficult sugya of Kshamim, difficult because it doesn't make sense. That's always difficult. And Kuf Tzadik, see if we can try to make sense out of it. First, the memory. You with us? The definition of Lido, of Dam Lido, is. This is something? Dam Shabom and Amoko Alidei Hagosha. Or Im Hagosha. Dam being defined in the way Chazal defined Dam, one of the five Maris, which today have been expanded to include all kinds of red, regardless of intensity, light pinks and deep maroons or. Then what's the problem? A woman finds a big stain of blood on her underwear. Use that spot. A notion which right now I'm presenting to you as a das yochid, but convinced that I'm 100% right. And there's no rational way not to instruct such a woman to make a bedikah. Not just, well, make believe. Make believe the blood didn't come from me. The question is, where did it come from? The rational mind has to ask the question. A woman finds a big stain of blood on her underwear. Oh, and that's not a problem. The Gemara explains it. She might have sat down on a bed bug. You're happy with that explanation? Good. Takes care of that. Now go to the next suit. But you're not happy with that explanation. You don't have those kinds of bed bugs. Once upon a time, they had bed bugs that carried off little babies and threw away with them or something. What do you do with the rational question, where did the blood come from? And since Rob Dom is Minamoko, so I could, oh, it could be, remember, we got to tie together all that you've learned already. Oh, maybe it came from the urinary bladder. Maybe it came from the moon. So we answer that question. The Rob Dom is Minamoko, so you go, Bosa Rob, you assume it comes from the Moko, not from the moon. So no matter how you slice it, this woman is bleeding. And say, me, double bone, although you see written by the Hoyman, or better yet, by those who abstract the office and put it into kind of manuals to instruct the women how to pass them for themselves. They tell them, remember, if you see blood on your underwear, don't make a bidika. If you see blood on toilet paper when you wipe yourself, you shouldn't. Like you shouldn't wipe yourself, you shouldn't look. You see, every need a manual written, including the last big fat thing from Art School on Hilchos Nida, gives that clear instructions. Don't, something that President Bush in a couple of election day, right, had decided, was it was President Clinton, don't ask, don't tell, yeah, no problem. Let's find out what's the theory between a kesem and a dia. So here's what you need to begin looking into the makabe here. The key difference is that kesem is without hagosha, and a dia we assume there was Hargosha, even though there was no Hargosha. Second, Kesem allows you for introducing a question that makes a suffix. What question? Did the blood come from her or not? You say, well, what's a shayla? Could be a big stain, maybe not. A little stain. Noah introduces the notion, indeed, of a bed bug, of a louse, because there was nobody who didn't have lice on the body. That was absolute universal. That's why the bubonic plague wiped out 1/3 of the human population. The louse is the carrier of the bubonic plague, of the bacterium. Everybody's infected, except Jews. So instead of dying from the bubonic plague, he died in pogroms. They accuse us of poisoning the wells, and they kill out the Jews in town. Why? Because by the Hilchos Shabbos, Jews are mafle de godim. Shabbos, you can't pick away the lice. You examine your clothes, you don't sit with it. And two, they went to Memphis Friday. And lice don't like the hot mikvahs. Right? So we were cleaner than everybody else, so we got into trouble. But today we're cleaner than they were, and there ain't no lice. Those who have children already, you find out that lice are the bane of your existence when the kid goes to school. Every school in America, Shiva's included, do a lice check. Getting it as one, and they find nits on the hair, the kid can't go to school. until either you give a baldy or you treat them with some toxic material that kills the lice. So we don't have lice. Where did the blood come from? Therefore, again, unless you can handle this thing not as a hocus pocus, and these are big shyness. Every single day, these are shyness that I've always asked. I found a stain on my undergarment. Then you have to ask, can you be tola on something? Chazal or tola on a bedbug? Right? We'll be tola on a scratch. Women have little pimples, and they heal over, and they will scab on them, and they bleed a little bit. Like everybody. So we have a maliklus. But what do you do when the Gemara takes away your rational explanation? Because the Gemara will say, Yoshua Gabi Karka, she sat down on the ground, oh, Gabi Sapso, right? And she finds blood. The Sapso was Mechuba La Karka, so it's not Mechabal Tumor, like our park benches. Then I know it didn't come from a bed bug, it came from her. She wasn't in bed. And when she wipes herself on toilet paper, the shaila is toilet paper makabel tumo or not? Because karka olam is not makabel tumo. Dabam kubala karka is not makabel tumo. So therefore we disregard that she found some blood. And here, Chazal don't give you a way out by suggesting it comes from someplace else. It comes from Gufo. It comes from Gufo's wife. Why do you have a suffix? The answer is, there was no Hargosha. Since there was no Hargosha, where is a via? So she stuck something inside and poked around. So we're afraid, maybe, at that moment, she would margish, but she couldn't differentiate between her poking around and whether kinesthetic sense that she has. When there's a veal, you say that it is possible to just preoccupy. But by kesem, the Chazal put it together and said, we will go with the Hargosha. The requirement for Hargosha. There's no requirement for Hargosha. But we would machmir. When will we machmir? If the stain is a certain size, if the stain is found on a certain object or material, then we'll be machmir. Otherwise, we don't want to be machmir. And if you question why you're machmir here and not machmir there, the answer is it's none of your dead business. That's why we chachamim and we decide what we ought to do. In other words, the legalism of Rabbanim. The legalism of Rabbanim is they got around to doing something. They convened, they passed this rule. Don't ask you questions, why did you pass four other rules? I didn't get around to passing four other rules. I didn't think it necessary, just didn't get around to it, period. From Kodesh Baruch Hu, we have a right to ask. You'd give a needle to tell the dresses for him, called the homework, they were shoulder, right? Mama Tino. They're right to ask, you can't delimit my rational mind. But Rabbanan, I'm going to give you a rational structure of law. They took care whatever they thought was necessary for their intervention. And remember, they're also playing around with Mososifolo, Mosigami men. They're working under a license of Asus Shogatolo. They can't get divine approval of what they did. They got to be differentiated. Right? Like the Rambam says, if Yibosa Becholov is the Raisa, if Yibosa Ov Becholov is the Raisa, you're over Maltoisa. You got to say, Yibosa Ov Becholov is kosher, is mutu. Right? We said it's also. The Rabbon. So, now what did the Rabbanan do? The Rabbanan did was take the absence of Argosha, which was a chumre that they were machmir by here. Came along Kesem, where Kesem could be from other sources. Even though the mind says, most likely not. But so what? But there's no Hargosha. The idea that a woman just suddenly finds blood on her undergarment and it's not Shas Vesto, are you willing to accept it? It was without Hargosha. And since it's without Hargosha, therefore they were Mekel. When it came to be Mekel, they were Mekel on size and Mekel on ability to discern color. And we're Mekel on Dovo HaMakabel Tumo, the in the Gzeira Kesem. Dovo She'ina Makabel Tumo is outside the Gzeira Kesem. That's the whole story. I put it together to you. You won't find it that way, but Hashem, we're dealing with this topic a long time. You have to live with it. You have to have a rational mahalach. We discussed Chassam Sofer, who was, you see, so terribly troubled by why giving a rational explanation for Hilchos Ksom. He comes up without a mokel, but he says, like Dava Bo, you'll hear the language the Epistle of Tshuva records it, so I didn't give you a copy of the Tshuva. He says, I'm convinced that they were interested in Taharos. They didn't want to start up with the husbands at all. They were interested in Taharos. And when it comes to Taharos, so no questions asked, they loaded up the kumas, all kinds of chashas. But then it seemed a little bit irrational to have a woman, the Gabi Taharos will say she's a Tameya. The Gabi Baila, she's a Tahola. That's not good legislation. Right? That's called Chuchi Krumla Shal Bezdin. People make fun of Bezdin if you do something like that. They did it, they won't put it together. That if it's whatever's certainly is for Taharos, will transfer over to also to Dili Nido to Asura Labaila. Okay? That's the Hagdobe. Let's take it away.
Yeah, how many times when it's Paskin that if you see a Kesem, that you said that you're a Das Yachid, that you would require Vedika? How many times is that? Like, what's the percentage that the Vedika comes clean after that?
Then you're in a Kesem.
What's the percentage of women that actually do Vedika after that and there's no blood on the.
Very, if not a big stain, very high. But in most. In other words, the woman sees a little stain, yeah. Even though Mo gives a shear, he gives for old, right? Which is really a shear of a penny size, a penny can cover the stain. Halacha l'maisa, a woman asked on a telephone, she made a bedika, I'll ask her, can you cover the stain with a dime? You can be made. Even though she really has a penny. But I said, if you want to get a heck of a penny, you better come, you have to go show it to the hall. But for a dime, you can use yourself. Yeah. When it's a little kesem like that, a little thing like that, it's very often, and most often, they will not find anything good either. Or I'll tell you better. Most often, when the woman asks the shayla, our women, intelligent women, they're intelligent women and they are stern women. They come from, went to Stern College. They make a bedikah before they ask. Made a bedikah, they also think. I know, so where they come from. They make a bedikah, they don't find anything in the bedikah. So what is it? It could be just that, a beginning of a nidus that did carry out, in other words, intermenstrual spotting,
Yeah, and that's all it is. Just one little bit came out, there's nothing else left in there. I'm talking about always Shalom B'Shas Vesta. B'Shas Vesta will mach me more. Or, Enoch Anamim. Women, especially those who had a few children, possible of having hemorrhoids. It's hard for them to differentiate on a piece of undergarment. The space between the rectum and the vaginal opening is you're dealing with an inch or so, right? So she sees the stain. You come to Mokamacha. According to you, said that the hemorrhoids is a big Mokamacha to be told. A woman indeed knows she has hemorrhoidal bleeding. Always you're told on that. A lot of explanations. Try to bring them in as we learn the text.
Could I explain one more time the issue of Dabra Makabal Tuma between Safso or whatever else?
That's the only rational introduction in the Hezbollah is if you accept that some sofas. But that was the text of the Gzeira. Text of the Gzeira was if you find Dama and Adobo She'ena Makabal Tuma, we will not come to be machmir on kesem. Kesem is only ala davar hamakabel tuma. We'll have it in the text. And that just doesn't make any sense whatsoever. Because they don't say why. Because it came from a bug. Doesn't say that. He says because it's ala davar hamakabel tuma, therefore we will not go. So I mean, which means we accept it came from her. But we're not going to. Well, why would they mix in Dabra Makabel Tuma and not? So, the Samsofa's explanation that it began with a concern for Taharos, right? And was carried over, therefore it got caught with Makabel Tuma and not Makabel Tuma.
That's the case that we heard with the toilet paper. Wouldn't we also have to be cautious in that case that she had Argasha, but she confused it with the.
But I'd like to ask you a question. Maybe we should be choshish there that it's not a kesem but a via.
Right.
That's a particular question. Poke it in there. Take care of that.
Tipis dam de cargo. Where does that come in here? Because is that only.
Tipis dam de cargo is only by via, not by kesem.
Not by kesem.
Kesem, which we'll see, is kegris ve'ol. That's why I gave you the shear of the penny. Or when in lay woman's hands, you recommend that document. It's safer. Even though if it's a bigger stain, they would, from the intent, if they would ask a rov, he could be makel, when otherwise he had to be machmir. Why? Because in the stain, not all the maris of the stain are maradam. So that if you could show you some underwear and you see there's a big stain, but half the stain is yellowish, half the stain is brownish, and only a little bit is red. You judge by the red component of the stain to judge the sizes.
Wasn't the issue with her wiping not that she would wipe, that we tell her doctor don't look at it, that not that she saw and oh now what do we do, but even before we just tell her that it would
tell the women
just stop across
all the shyness I get or shem our women look right, they say I wiped myself and I saw Amara that looked to me reddish right, and then the next half of the shyness goes either way. And here I want to show it to you. Or he goes, and I touch it down the toilet. That makes life more interesting. She says, I saw it, and now I don't have what to look at it. But that's certainly, if they look, they shouldn't touch it, that's for sure.
But if they
don't look, they don't look. Kind of not mechuyev to look. But you mechuyev to make a bdikah when you find something which creates a suffix in your mind. Unless you indeed have a lot of bed bugs on. Yeah.
So
What's the idea by a woman not checking the toilet paper, but if after a couple seconds after she goes to the bathroom, she looks down and she sees blood, that we have a, since there's a time delay between when you go to the bathroom and...
They're two separate offers. Seeing on toilet paper and looking down and seeing blood in the water, that's a separate simon in the Shulchan Aruch. The Rosh Dan Bahashtana. Who got that? Don't mix that in. That's not Kesem. Kesem is on a physical matrix. Yeah.
So we don't
or on her body.
It's for a woman who understands what a Kesem is, and we're not worried that if she sees a Kesem, she should have to do a Bdika. If it's something that is small enough that she can estimate herself, that she would only have to do a Bdika if she really suspected something was wrong that was out of the ordinary.
Again, a rational woman who has a Veset, this is Shlomish has Vesta, and suddenly she finds that she's spotted. So, first Shaila that comes to her mind, am I now breaking my Veset? And I have a new something happened, a Maisenidus. In other words, is it Niftach Bekova? That question comes right away to mind. So you have to answer that question. How do you answer that question? By making a Bedikah. Okay, let's start the text.
Thanks to the George Washington Bridge, I didn't get a chance to reproduce something for you, but I will, Yitz Hashem, done it for now anyway. I would like to give it, we want to give it to you a little earlier so that you can look at it. Maybe before we leave. It'll do for tomorrow. My Hagdome prepared you enough for this. Okay, let's see the text. And here, by the way, the big contributions are made here by the Pisa Tshuva, because he's kind enough to summarize a few of the key Tshuvas in this evening. By the way, people, when you learn your day, you learn with the Pisa Tshuva? That's not customary here. No. Big mistake. Because you get there, a wealth, he doesn't say anything much of it on his own, a wealth of really concise abstract, of very relevant truths on every evening. First, Chelik Aleph Yehudei as well. Dvar Torah ein eisha mitamav lo asur labala achet targish. This is Machaber is trying to be Masbuk. He's trying to tell you why, by Ksomim, are we going to be Mekel more than by Riyah? I'm sorry, stop here a second. Let me just sum up quickly. Chilek between Kesem and Riyah. Kesem is Vlad Hagosha, Riyah is with a presumed Hagosha. Kesem has a possibility of a source other than Minamoko. Riyah has no such possibility because the Nirov compels you to say that it came Minamoko. Three, a Kesem doesn't make a Veset. In other words, if she saw Ksomim on day 21 and her normal Veset is day 30, she doesn't have to worry about 21 the next time. That day 21, maybe she'll see a Kesem. And four, Kesem has a Shir of Giris Ra'od, and Riyah is B'chol Shehu. Sipa Dam Kechardu, meaning B'chol Shehu. Okay, just get that clear. Dvar Torah ein eisha mitamav lo asur labalo achetargish sheyotza dam mibsora. V'chachomim gozru al kesem shenimtso begufo begodel, shitimeya basur levaila, afilo lo hirgisho, afilo bodka atzmo umoto tahora, even though she made a bdika and didn't find anything, the kesem alone will asah. Utzicha hefsik tahara, following the kesem that has the aloch of kesem, none of the exemptions, right? You need a hefsik tahara, she tibduk atzma, v'timsa tahora, v'yachakach timne shiva nikiyim chus miyom ha-metziya. So if she finds a kesem, that's kesem, meaning that's a kesem that's asura, that and asks her, of course she has to make a bedikah because she has to start shiva nikiyim. You can't start shiva nikiyim without having a hefsik tahara, right? And then let's do it. But if she didn't find a shir kesem, a shir of kedusa, doesn't say you have to make a bedikah. Okay. That's what I tell you. I'll repeat again. Maybe it does yochid, but it's 100% right that on any mount you have to make a bedikah because there's no rational clear on anything. The Rabbanan had introduced the possibility of an insect explaining, because they also had a explanation, so where did it come from? And since that's not an acceptable explanation anymore, then the suffix remains. If you had a question, I answer, oh, it's a bed bug. Everybody has bed bugs, everybody has lice. But if it's not true, then you have that suffix, and that's a klal in aloha called milso devshe leveruri mevarina. If you have a suffix, that's in mevar. That's Ki'ilu Rosa, Vadai, Kamoshis for all the comments in that. That's the Tekonas Chachomim, that she saw a kesem, made a bidiki or found nothing, but a Shia kesem that called a kesem, right? Then she goes into the Nida phase, which is, by the way, 5 days and 7 days, full Nida. If before the kesem she was Muteras Labailo, so you have to worry about the Tafrit Shifra Zera, and then start the 7 days. Vim hergisho she niftach mekoro lahutzi dam ubotko achakach olamotze klum yesh mi she omer shik temeya. We don't pass him that way. She had just hagosha. She didn't find the kesem. She just found the hagosha, right? But she thinks it's Agosha, so we tell her, you don't know what you're talking about. You don't know what Agosha is. It's Manazeb, therefore we don't worry about it. But Yesh Mishomo, it's most of Eko. Right? Yeah.
I'm not clear on if the kesem is deemed to be
a full-fledged
kesem, so she's considered not to be a nida.
What?
She's considered not to be a nida.
And she's bringing a nida.
Because he just says timane shiva nikiyim.
Yeah.
But not. He doesn't mention that.
He doesn't mention 5 days before either. The whole up to now you haven't heard the 5 days introduced. Pleter shechozer hasn't been introduced.
If it's not
Zman Vesta,
then she's still
going to
wait 5 or 7?
Unless she's a Surah Labayla, unless it happened during Shiva Nikiyim. Happened during Shiva Nikiyim, then she only counts 7 days. But if that's a klal. Again, whenever she's going to tell us a Labayla, you wait 5 before 7. If she's a Surah Labayla, it only means that she was Mafsik or Minyan or Shiva Yaman. Okay. pick up the Pesach Tshuva Vov. With us, Botka v'lamotzu klum. So he says she didn't need that anyway. Right? That's the Takanas Chacham. Avo imotzu maros sheros. Kigan lecho levona o yiroka o kemarigel v'argel tahora. V'tola ha'gashosa Bazu kimul el. So even if she was margish something, whatever a woman claims she normally feels upon the onset of menstruation, and here indeed something came out, and that something that came out didn't have a marid tameo, you toll on that. Okay, now pick up Zion. Shehi tameo. Yesh mi she'omer, that which was margish, that she's tameo. So one, you have that if she found some other secretion, then you told her there, ayin b'toros hashlomim shekosav, and you have it on the bottom b'toros hashlomim in a little bigger type, the second line from the bottom. V'nire dahan enoshim she'im becheskat mesleikas domim muberus v'nika afil niptach mekoro tahoro afim lo motze klum v'chein yesh lo chir midivim ariyo she'ivi tchum esadeshen I believe it is some simeresh mem zayin kivin dahar gosho svora daraisa habe But what? But lo bein and b'dikah b'mei iburin in keinua din hocha. And since those who hold vessels the raisa hold, they don't require the b'dikah for a pregnant woman or for a nursing mother. Therefore, we are willing to drop also our requirement here that she is Asur Rabayla, and this of course is I call your attention, it's a very important call because people want to be Machmir here, although Sher Zatzal held with the Kule in the Shach is Mesupik, the Tas seems to be Machmir, so on, but the occurrence of spotting like some in Bimei Iburo or Bimei Menikosa, worse. That's the worst. That's the worst time for some. Okay? Nursing time is where you have most shyness on some. That's due to the fact I mentioned to you before that our women do not nurse all the time. They nurse only sporadically and by instructions of doctors, nurses, etc., who got their training in Nazi Germany. They tell you, let the baby cry. Nothing will happen. Let him cry, you feed the baby every 4 hours. In between Many Washington Heights, most of our children, we had a baby nurse for the first 2 weeks. And the famous ones were two sisters from Gloria Kehillah, who were
Street, excellent reputation, and a marvelous system they had. Slept in the room with the baby. As soon as the baby began to cry, they went out of the room. So the baby stopped crying, then it came back in. I found that out. We told them, no, that's not how we want to bring up our children. They hired you. And the baby cries, you bring the baby into the mother. The mother will nurse it. And we had to wake up the mother in the middle of the night. And that's the price for deep Sagil Bonin. That's what we have to do. Otherwise, they develop a yucky personality. Women don't nurse everything. Don't nurse constantly. Women go up to work. They need bottles, even any bottles of breast milk. But the baby is not nursing. So the baby is being fed, but the mother is not being nursed. And what prevents the mother from spotting or from flipping into the post-nursing cycle is because she's nursing. That the mother says in 24 months the sparkle of the veil, and whether she nurses or not, she's the son of the government, is the Shana Tera. Doesn't apply to one of that. I gave you that for Likas Moshe too. You can't tend to rely on that. But women get into real trouble with nursing. I mean, so many women have to quit nursing, wean the baby, because they can't afford to do that. But they have to work because their husbands are the kriol, because they need the panosa, and they can't afford to take off 9 months from work. 3 months they're entitled to in most places. Yeah, but that's it. After that, they start spotting. There's no bread. They stop nursing, then they go into the menstrual cycle again, and so it's over.
What's happening hormonally when they're nursing?
Fluctuates.
So after they give birth, then
after they give birth, then the FSH, the stimulating hormone, is reduced by the lactating hormone. As long as
she doesn't menstruate after at all
during pregnancy, menstruate during nursing.
And when does she start menstruating?
When she stops nursing, or when she loses some of that lactating hormone because of. It depends on. That's very, very individualistic. It depends on the women.
What is it?
I have ages for my own daughters. As long as they nurse, they didn't menstruate. And they all nursed for more than 2 years. And they didn't begin menstruating until well into the second year. But most women will begin menstruating after 9 to 11 months, after nursing, in the breakthrough. But for 6 months, almost everybody is safe if they nurse regularly. So when they ask the question to Dr. Sadov, we don't want her to get pregnant again. We want her to use some kind of birth control. So I always convince them, not the first 6 months. First of all, the baby doesn't need the poisons that come through the milk, and so on and so forth. And for 6 months, if she'll nurse fully, for 6 months she will not become pregnant.
She's not fertile during that period?
Not fertile.
If
you read something about the Victorian age, this very prudish, moralistic society that they had, right? The women allowed themselves to have affairs only when they were pregnant. They didn't want to mess up the genealogy.
Yeah.
Does it have to be the baby, or if they express milk by themselves?
No, it doesn't do any good.
No, I throughout the day, there's no way to artificially duplicate the
message that goes to the pituitary comes from nerve endings and the nipple of the breast.
Right, but is there an artificial way of
breast pump, I was thinking.
Yeah.
Breast pump.
Yeah. Breast pump doesn't stimulate the breast, the nipple, it doesn't suck on the nipple. Pastor Rolf says, do it his way, everything works out. There is no doubt that business has become more sensitive to this idea of raising children, and many big industries have daycare centers in the company where the baby can be left there, the mother can go in and nurse the baby throughout the day. I told you, my daughter runs one of the largest schools in Yerushalayim, and every baby she had, there's a crib in her office, and the baby went to school with her. It didn't interfere with her work in school. She took off 20 minutes to nurse the baby, and that's all. That's why, while the other teachers went out to smoke. Okay, right. And Beis in Gimel and Dalet don't apply Bezman Hazeh. We're talking about Logozo Bitroksha Gias Manalios. We're talking about from age 11 to 12 and a half. They don't worry about Ksomen. Okay. Hashem, we don't do that anymore. So we'll go down to Hay. Beis Gimel Dalet to talk about a prepubescent girl, which we don't have those shyness now. And Yitzhak Shem will have those shyness. And here you're going to make some migdash, we'll have the shyness because of Taro. Right. But we don't have the shyness because of issues. Because it's Suri being a shyness. Lo gozlu al hakesem, ela im ken yesh bo kegris ve'od. Okay, that's a very strange way of giving a shiur. Slightly more than a gris, right? Kegris ve'od. Shiur ve'gris is still kosher. Has to be gris ve'od. So that would be, that's how, why they make very nice to be the measure. If I have a gris, which was a known beam of the time, right? Then you put the bean on the stain and see whether it covers or not. If it's kigris for oh, there's something sticking out of that. That was the idea. V'shir agris hu kites hadashim. Remind me, I'll bring it in so you have to see what tes hadashim are. I have a little card with 9 hadashim. Paste it to the card. Three rows of three. Right. Okay. Vishir Adasha Chav Dalet Tzaros. Okay, that's a nice way to measure. Right. Kamo Shehein Kavuos Begufo Shalodam. Not you pull out 9 hairs. You pull out 24 hairs and lie them down side by side, but you find some place on your body where you have 24 hairs, you want these, one of the more hairy males, right? And you see what area is covered by 24 hair follicles. The Chosman Shembo Kazeh Hashir, okay, Onotolin Lomar Damkinahu. Listen carefully. That's a louse. Apapi shohoga kina. Even though she doesn't know that she squashed a louse. Abo kshesh bo kzeh hashir. Right? Ain't told him a kina. But if it has a shir of tes hadashim, of kigris v'od, then we don't assume it's from a kina, because a kina doesn't have that much blood. Beinim hu mechubo, whether it's a square or elongated, ונזדמן לו כגריס יוסה גודל מזה השיר משיירם בו. What is that? Unbelievable biological conformity.
Yes.
If in your area this gris, which I don't know what it is, but this bevel that flows with gris is a larger size than in another place, then you assume the lice are also larger. This is a one lost world, right? Yeah, big lice and big gris, right? Therefore, the sheer gris is the sheer gris that you have in your community. A kina doesn't have that much blood. No, but if you have a big gris, the gris grow big, the kina grow big too. Okay? Now, here's what raised the big shaila among the achronim. Some sort of proposed in great detail. He said, we know what a louse is like. You know what it looks like. You squeeze a louse, right? And it never has that much blood. You should do this. A louse, you people ever see a louse? It's really very small, right? Almost like a copepod in the water. Right? A little bit bigger. Right? And if you squeeze it, you get a little bit of blood. You manage a tip of a pinhole size drop of blood comes out of it. A little bit bigger. No bevel, no gris, no size of a penny, no size of a dime. No way. And that's we're talking about a louse that's engorged with your blood. The blood that the louse has before it eats is invisible. So they ask, how can we go with a sheer gris, as man is there, when our lice are not that big? And therefore, many want to be machmir, that with man is there, the sheer should be smaller. Because it doesn't make sense. They said the only reason we are makel on a kesem is because I can be told that alakina. But I can't be told alakina because it doesn't give it that amount of blood. So you find in the Achronim all kinds of tulitzim. One tulitzim is, well, maybe Rabbanu meant not one louse, but he squashed as though there was a one louse was squashed, and then a whole bunch of lice came to the funeral. And he squashed it. So you got a whole bunch of but what I'm trying to tell you is I don't understand why they are holding them are crutching around. It's hechad the gozel. We are talking about legalism. We're not talking about biological facts. We're talking about Rabbonim got together and made a takonim. At that time, for whatever reason, they said, this is what they said. That's all we have. You want to be machmir more than the Rabbonim said, you can be machmir, kol hakavod. But not because the Rabbonim said. Because what the Rabbonim said, they said, and it's fixed. And we don't extend the takonis chachomim with a rational, logical understanding, because, as I said, this is not Yudgimul Midot Shaton Dreshes Vayim. That's the real hesbah you have to understand. That all the kashas that Achronim ask, right, are really answered by that one statement. So what? So you have a kasha now, but the fact is that a kesem is toho. We're not for the takonis chachomim, we wouldn't be asking on a kesem. And therefore, we're not mechuyev to ask them more than they ask them. So even though they ask them the size of a gris, and our kina is smaller, so as well, therefore, if you told on a gris, on a kina, it should be a smaller shear, should also be also. The answer is no, we're not mechuyev to be gozer more than they were gozer. It doesn't sound like a full approach, right? But that's a halachic approach. That's a proper halachic approach. Thank you.
You want to be machmeh, be machmeh, kol hakavod.
I told you, in Munster you could buy a cap from Suvia, a baseball cap that has embroidered on it. I have a chumah you never heard of. It's a status symbol. But came along a good time. You can pick it up here in Shamrinan by Damkinahu. Okay? Pick up Yud Beis in the Pisa Tshuva. We'll need the early ones also. But pick up the Yud Beis. I'm the Tshuva Smil Tzedoka. You with me? Because Avichim Shemati Min HaChaverim Yoyim Min HaRoyu L'tamei Kesem Shochor Shekotam Mikigris. Itam zeu atzmo, she yesh shalitlos b'makolis, shu odon, right? V'ilukein, lo yimolit, she yizrachei lo haposkin. Ad kan l'shono. What does he say? We machmir an amare shocho. Well, I guess they did experiments, and when you squash a bug, the blood doesn't turn shofo. Or, you have to say, it doesn't turn shofo in the amount of time from the last time she looked, she looked now. I mean, she put on clean underwear and then she sees a stain 2 hours later. A red kesem could be totally bikino, but a black one not. Because Kina doesn't have black blood. He wonders, how come that's not mentioned? If you, the heter was based on Tlio, and if this can't be told of this color, he says, I am basically Tyra, Shetom Olov. What do you mean no one mentioned it? Nela Mimeno Divri Haraivit, the Sefer Bali Hanefesh. Did you people pick up that sefer? I recommend it to you early this morning. Really wonderful reading. It's the best marriage manual around also. It's a wonderful text. There he has also a summary of Hilchos Nida. Actually, the summary of Hilchos Nida is Hades, the Ramban. Not the Raivit, but whatever it is good enough authority. The head you ain't a total macholas elikesamodam. He paskin takwe alochalamaisa that a black stain will be machme at any color, tipas dam kechargo, because we know body it came from her and it can't be totally the macholas. Umikomokom, because of mikomokom, the mokom, komo shemitsuim parushim, sherichem shoho. Right, ein lof sadin the sadish nimso utipa shcholos ve'elu ve'vada yeshlitos behen v'akol kifirus einei hamora. But there are areas that have other kind of insects where they leave black spots. What are you talking about? Flying. That's not blood that they see. That's the fly defecates. It leaves a black spot. Well, it's some insect of parush. Well, they argue what bug is from spontaneous generation and what bug is from Zohar and Kaba and Parush. Okay. Weiter. Right. Hod beinon shiura bein bekesem and nimsa chaluka bein bekesem and nimsa al besora. The yesh amrim she amru ela bekesem nimsa chaluka. Avol kesem and nimsa besora bavad bekomus she choshen lahem. Right, ein lo shir. I'm saying nimsa al besora bulvad. Means on parts of the body where it's rational to think that it came from the vaginal tract. If you find that above the waist, find that spot of blood above the waist, that's how called the shaira, the nimsa kesa begufa. It has to be something else. Ikva, as you can explain, on the heel, it could be if she's not wearing any underwear, and many women did not, they wore enough garments on top, but they didn't wear anything underneath except during Shivani Kiev. Yeah. So, and there, why? Because the chashav, the tliya, and the makoles, and the pouch, right, is less rational. That she sat down on it and got a stain on her clothes, fine. But that she would find a dead louse on her body, that she squashed it, would be there. And since she didn't find a dead louse on her body, we assume that the blood came from her. Im hova pishpush, or hariche recho, whatever that means, right? Tolabo ad keturus. Then you can have a shear, and that way I know what that is, although it's also such a variable. Right? That's a lupino bean. It says in Kitnis, Russian lupino. That's a fava bean. It's what you would call a large lima bean. That's we had in the Gemara, cooking it seven times to make it edible because it has a poison in it. It has to be taken out. So if there's another kind of insect called a pishpush, and a pishpush is a vance, that's the bed bug. Okay? So where lice, everybody has. You see, all the achrayim make that assumption. Everybody has lice, therefore you told her on a kino, on a makolis. But sometimes there are also bed bugs. Right? So if there are bed bugs, and that's only if no bad died. There are bed bugs, and she killed a bed bug or two, so that knows they're omnipresent. Then you are machmir. Then you can be made for a bigger shear. Not the shear of a gris, but a shear kitumus.
How big is the tumus? As far as we know, what level of currency is the size of the
tumas? Again, I know what it. And Tosfos he tries to give you a diagram, but it's not drawn to size or anything. The diagram, the size that we have that's very close is this adashim. A 9 square, a 3x3 square of lentils, which comes out a significant shear, but the lentils also vary in size. So it's very, very difficult to use a biological yardstick when there's such diversity in biology, where we don't have all beans come out the same size. Get just a few more in, and Hashem will let you finish off tomorrow. What we'll be skipping is things that I can't contribute anything much to. The normal shaitas that come from this: three women sleeping in a bed, if I'm on Kesem, who do you toll on, etc., etc. Nowadays, you don't have too many times, but a few women sleeping in a bed, or she's wearing his clothes, she's wearing her clothes. I'll point out those that we're skipping over. Kesem is important. Mainly Kesem, b'mok mechon ki grisvi old. Here already we're pushing the rational mind too far. She finds 9-10 little spots of blood. So she assumed that she had 9-10 little ice and she squashed them in. And what's the likely explanation? That she's staining. One capillary broke, then another capillary broke, another capillary broke. That's how nidus starts. And that's what, if it's not going to be a full nidus, a full veset, that's what happens in staining. She spots a few little spots. That's evidence, I mean, prima facie evidence coming through for. And he can't be told on a kina. Yeah. Up he came, that's the thing. Hey, for the gozel, gozel. You're dealing again. That's no way to have the sugi in the best you, except that I'm double which I gave you. You're dealing here with the legalism of a rabbanon. We'll have that in Santay Kilo, we have it in Shabbos also. It comes a point where you have to say, but it doesn't make sense. And the answer is, it doesn't have to make sense. But how to make sense was the initial takona. Then you want to expand that into different circumstances, you don't have to do that. So here, that was the takona. Sheer gris. Is there sheer gris? Or this one, sheer gris. They didn't say, but if you have 10 little shiurim, they add up to a gris. Never said that. Therefore, we don't have it, that's all. Yes, Oman, Hanamile, Kishinimtsu, Achaluka. Avoli Nimtsu, Abasoha, Misafan, Kriso. Right? Why? What's troubling them? Right? Because, again, the rational mind says that it's difficult to explain on her body that you should have on the inside of a thigh that she found little drops of blood. Where the heck do you think it came from? And the answer is it could come from a series of lice that she's squashed there. It just doesn't make sense. That's the issue. You pushed the rational mind too far, and then you push back. Well, now you have a real subject. Maybe she's slower down. Therefore, if indeed she is slower down, she needed the ricer. Therefore, we're machmir, but it's a little bit or a lot. And then the sheikh agrees that shayach. We're back to the sheikh. Keep us zamke chadol.
In Sifah, wasn't the machaber saying that if you find it, nimzal b'sara b'levad m'kumot shechashim le'in lo shiur spes kosher?
Yeah.
Is that a kosher? So in this case, why isn't it kosher?
Yeah.
But it's not. He's saying that it has to add up to a gris.
On which one?
On now.
That's the Yeshua one. Shita Aleph, where we're made over there. Here he's going to be a matana. There he gave me two sheetahs. The Yeshua, that's the standard of the Machaber does it. There he introduced the second sheetah. Here he doesn't. He's machia like the first sheetah, so he continues with the first sheetah. Test kesem hanimtza b'soro shu orach ritzu o ogu o shahoyu tipin tipin o shu orach hakesem arocha v'yirecha o shu enire kilu hu mimata olamalo hol hu kerege b'satupo temeyo enamu ilo notem k'minagufo ho yekei. Don't do what's that called? investigation of something that happened before, a murder investigation or
forensic.
Something. Where you,
Forensic.
Right. You don't do a forensic analysis. The forensic analysis says, well, if it really was coming from her, right, I expect that a drop should fall here and then elongate. So they should have a shape of a little heavier at first, going down. What if it's heavy on the body coming up? Whatever gravity was there, oh, she was most likely hanging by her legs, right, from a trapeze, and that's how it happened. He said, we're not machalik, even though it doesn't make sense what it looks like. Forensic analysis would say it doesn't seem to be coming from her because it's a streak in the wrong direction. I became, again, that's the takana, right? The low gozel, and he didn't make that distinction. That's it. Now comes the last point we mentioned. Kesem shenimtzal dovo chein makabel tumah. That's where we'll pick up a mission tomorrow. Lo gozel, they were not gozel. Ketzad. Botka karka olam. She checked on what thing is called karka olam. Right? Meaning virgin soil. Right? And no one put in any insecticide, pesticide that had different colors. So she saw it was nice, clean, white sand on a beach. And she sat down on it. Right? And she gets up, she sees there's blood. Where the heck do you think the blood came from? Right? O kol davo sheinu makabel tumo, v'yoshva olav umotzo bo kesem, v'chein kesem shenimtza al beget tzavua tehova. Lefikach, tilbash ha'isha bigdei tzavonim te'ilatzila miksamet. Good advice, right? Women shouldn't wear white underwear except during Shiva Nikiyam. They should wear colored underwear. And colored underwear doesn't mean what most women wear, like pink or like blue. I mean colored. A color that would interfere with your ability to discern color of the dark. Deep enough color in the underwear but just a
black.
Red. Women have red underwear, black underwear, purple underwear, right? But a significant color. Right? The shirt you're wearing is a colored shirt. That wouldn't be adequate. You're looking for an exemption from the Tanis Chachamim. Why they exempt it? Because Mavis Domin in those days involved differentiating among race. Additional to the salary, I hope. And Yeshiva Baruch Hashem, many, many years. Never happens otherwise. They're calling a Rosh Yeshiva meeting. For when? Tomorrow. Yom Rvi, Avon Tovo, Yutes Machesman, which are Sholo Shachatzoyen, Rede Rojishi Vasayim, etc., etc. This Baki Shishati, the Nina Shuvi, the old Lachazi Shivasin, Akadosha, make an appeal to some. Appeal for funds, most likely. Never 2 days' notice, always. Day before, you deliver by hand. But that's maybe I've scheduled appointments, I have what to do. I have a break from 3 to 4, fine, I'd show up usually, but sometimes I have people coming, I don't show up. And somebody Shiva survived without my coming, it's also. Where did the Makabel Tumah come in? There are now two exemptions to come in. big day tzavoda, right? So that I understand. Since they were mafchim megdam medam, megdam medam, megdim medim, right? Mas megdam medam. So obviously, I'm going to play around with shades of red on a red garment. It's actually something that will mess up my ability for color discernment. That's the Kabbal Tumah. Listen carefully. She sat down on a bench and she thought it was a little dirty. So she took out a little teaching napkin, a little handkerchief that women carry. And it's not sheer gimel al gimel. It doesn't have the sheer of gimel as balls and gimel as balls. It's not the Kabbal Tumah. And she finds the thing.
What's the handkerchief?
A white little handkerchief. She finds blood on it. She put the handkerchief down on a chair and she sat down on it. And she finds on that white handkerchief blood. What do you think? Where did the blood come from? On a white handkerchief, right? But the white handkerchief wasn't sheer. It was less than gimel al gimel. No shot. You with us? And that's what opens up the whole shayla. Well, what about toilet paper? Kesem on toilet paper. The toilet paper, judged by the Hilchos Kalim, what's called a Kli HaMekabel Tumah. The Shaila is, we have Zer Sakosu. The Kli, you know, Kesem, the Choshes, Dil, Kesem Zorah, and Dil Oferes, right? Those are metal Mekabel Tumah. Then Nigbin Mekabel Tumah, we have a concept of Sak and Begel. The question is a piece of wood the Kabbal Tumah? Should he create a piece of Kabbal Tumah? So I take a piece of wood and I grind it up and I make paper from it. Paper the Kabbal Tumah. Big Makokas Achon. Let's go into that tomorrow. That's the day is very, very much. Because women had many shayles, the Shas Kinuach, when they wipe themselves after take care of the bodily functions. So at least if that material is not the Kabbal Tumah, my shir held very strongly that the toilet paper is not the Kabbal Tumah. Why? Says if you took sawdust and you made something out of it, which is significant like this, or maybe a sheet of paper like this. It has some kind of key to it, I'm using a Hilke Shabbos concept, right? Then I would say it's a double Mekabel Tumah. But a piece of toilet paper, because of its flimsy nature, because it cannot be washed and used again, you can't do anything with it, but use it once and throw away, you see, and it extends into a whole big sugya, which we mentioned in Shir, about aluminum pans that are throwaway pans, whether they need tefillah or not. That a chad pami, single-use item, is never called a kli in Hilchos Kalim. Therefore, nothing is as single-use as a piece of toilet tissue. Therefore, he holds that it's about the shein of Mekabel Tumah. The only reason you have shyness on it is because it may not be a kesem, it may be a bidika. If she wipes herself, she doesn't have it away from her body, she goes into her body a little bit. And therefore, it has a different halacha because of that. That is. But as far as kesem is concerned, that no shiloh at all, so that there are women, I've had every few months you get such a shiloh, where a woman expected her period and didn't have a napkin, a sanitary napkin. So she put in her underwear, she took some strip of toilet paper in case she started staining. It turned out that she stained a little bit, made a bedikah, found nothing, and in this case I was referring to, she was pregnant. But she saw something on toilet paper. According to the Yeshua Paschal, if that toilet paper is a double shayna makabel tumah, then no shall accept.
So she didn't have to do a bedikah?
Huh?
Yeah, but we said she has to move a bar error still, right?
I don't see how not. To wear bidets of onim, but you don't get a shayla, fine, perfectly fine. I'm going to put myself in a situation where there'll be shaylas, right? But wear bidets of onim and you get a shield, kigis for old, and you make a bidet and find nothing, then you only want to ask al kesed. So you have an example. I wonder why I'm going so on bidets of onim. Okay.
All of them.
Right.
Called and said, it's already 3 months I've made a look for the mikra.
Right.
And my baby, baby was born. He said, okay. The doctor said, after 6 weeks, everything is okay. And then every time I try to come to the team, I get caught someplace in the middle. And I ask the question right away, what do you do for a living? Well, I do. She's back in school, she's teaching in the chapel. So I said, that's why. I'm not making you angry.
So once it's more than a gris?
Huh?
Once it's more than a gris, therefore she has to...
That's true. She had, he's owed a penny.
Unless it's more than a penny, then she...